This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And now it's on to the market wrap with Sabrina Magdalene from our news team. So here's a fun one. There's news about a concert that became the world's first physically distanced gig in Newcastle last week that's been trending. Many industry experts are saying this could pave the way for the recovery of the live music scene. And some even believe such concert will be the future of festivals and music events.
It's actually quite brilliant. Perhaps you've seen the photos on social media. I mean, if you haven't, do check it out. But the setup, it took place when Sam Fender performed at a gig in the UK in front of 2,500 fans. And fans were grouped and contained across 500 separate metal platforms to enjoy the music. It's like a large pent, you know, but for humans. So each platform is safely distanced with the next one. So fans were given chairs to sit inside their own platforms, but actually most people just stood and danced. Organizers behind the event say it was a huge success, and most similar music events are already planned for later this month in September. So officials say each viewing platform will have its own table, chairs, and fridge for drinks to make sure crowds remain separated. For some reason, I believe with or without COVID, this setup should stay for good. You know, for one, I can wear white shoes and not. You know, not be worried about whether it's going to be sinking in the mud.
So I know your list of priorities now, Serena.
But also, people actually, I'm afraid that people might actually hit their hands and, you know, hit my chips or my hot dog and it'll just fly off. And one more thing is that I feel like I'll be able to be free to lie on the song, you know, just like wave my hands in the air. And I wouldn't be afraid of also whether or not someone's sweat could be rubbing against me.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, those are all great things, right, for us who are, you know, able-bodied. But I think this is something that people with disabilities have been asking for such a long time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the only thing that took for this to happen, this different separation, to be given their own space to be able to attend these festivals was a pandemic, which is quite sad because it should have been done earlier, much earlier. Mm-hmm. It should have been done when we didn't have a pandemic going on so that more people could have had access to these festivals.
Agreed.
So are you saying, Kel, that let's say it wasn't COVID-19, that there would be physically disabled, I guess, separate areas for people who are physically disabled?
No. What I'm saying is this should have existed back then. It didn't, right?
Okay.
Maybe
okay,
in most general. Or all music festivals that this just wasn't around. Right. But, you know, so many activists, especially those who were based overseas, they've been asking for this, right? Because they do also want to be able to attend these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I'd support it. I mean, I think the sweat is definitely one thing I can't deal with, which is why I opt for smaller concerts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you can tell us, you can let us know, would you go to a physically distanced live concert? What would make it comfortable but also enjoyable at this time? The number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
So another interesting thing is the argument on how the music industry could become a positive contributor during this pandemic crisis. Someone saying such concerts could benefit relief efforts to raise funds and secure jobs as well.
There's a disclaimer for this though, which is if and only when it's safe. And there's some reason why charity music events could help poorer nations. For example, Lady Gaga's One World Together at Home, it actually raised over $35 million for the World Health Organization. They're saying more to come. So benefit concerts are also popular because people really like hearing music live. In a 2018 Nielsen report, it was found that 52% of the US population attends some sort of live music event every year. In fact, music tours and festivals generate an annual revenue of about $5.55 billion worldwide. That's about the same amount of money earned by top brands like McDonald's. So it's such a huge industry that I believe will contribute in a big way to the economic recovery. It will also revive many careers, you know, musicians, stage managers, sound engineers, promoters, event managers, F&B industries, and a whole lot more, you know. I believe that more innovation will be introduced to keep the live music scene afloat And I'm looking forward to seeing what's next.
So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, the KLCI started on a back foot today, mainly due to glove makers, I understand. What's the update there?
Yes, so counters like Top Glove and Hartalega dragged the FBM KLCI into the red this morning. The risk of a windfall tax on glove makers also saw investors cashing out today. So Maybank Investment Bank Research said the extraordinary profits generated by the glove sector over the past months had raised the risk of potential windfall taxes being imposed on them. This is an order that can be approved by the Parliament legally. So at the close today, Kosan Rubber fell 5%, Supermax declined 6.8%, Hartalega fell about 3%, and Top Glove was down about 6%.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. We've got The Romantics with Talking in Your Sleep. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.